So here we are on the Sea of Galilee on a ship in the midst of a storm.
Our master seems quieter than usual tonight. After feeding 5,000 and 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, you'd think he'd be happy.
He feels terrible about John the Baptist.
What?
John the Baptist, he was killed yesterday.
No.
Beheaded.
I didn't know. That's terrible. No wonder. Well, let's go comfort him. Where is he?
I haven't seen him for hours.
Did he make it under the boat before we got blown offshore?
I don't know that he did.
There he is.
Where?
Out there, walking towards us.
It can't be. It's a ghost.
It's him.
No, this is impossible.
It has to be a ghost.
Nothing's impossible. He fed 5,000 people.
Don't be afraid. I'm here.
Jesus, what? How?
Change your mind, Peter.
About what, Lord?
Peter, change your mind.
May I come to you, Lord?
Come, Peter. Trust me.
I don't think I can make it, Lord. I'm frightened. Please help me.
I have you. You were doing fine until...
Until I doubted.
Faith, Peter. Faith. With enough faith, everything is possible.
I was frightened.
Faith undermines... Fear undermines faith. But faith will conquer fear. And then...
We can do anything?
Yes.
Walk on water?
Yes.
Feed 5,000?
Yes.
Stop the howling wind?
Yes.
Truly, you are the Son of God.
Conquer your fear with faith. If you want to walk on water, you have to get out of the boat.
I want to begin by saying thank you to Jeff and his merry troupe of dramatists for helping us to tell the story this morning and on Ash Wednesday too. This is just part of helping you all to see these as interactions and moments between Jesus and the disciples and others who he met along the journey. So let us begin with the word of prayer. Great and holy God, we give you thanks for these words and stories, for the witness of disciples and people from old. Help us, Lord, to open our hearts and minds to hear the stories, and better yet, to hear your voice, so that we too might be brave and boldly step out. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. So, we're called to walk on water? That seems pretty big, pretty, you know, hard to do. And I say this from experience because I have tried to walk on water. When we were kids at the shore, we would run down the dock at top speed to see how far we could get across the water before we would sink. Now, I have to say that I don't think that this had a lot to do with my faith at the time. This was more a matter of the kind of speed I could generate and project myself off the dock. But we would talk as if we did walk on water, and we would argue with each other about who got the furthest before they started to sink. So, I know a little about walking on water. I have to say that I've tried to walk on water in the past, too. As a pastor, sometimes we imagine it's all up to us and we need to make it happen. And so sometimes when we jump out of the boat with such enthusiasm heading in a direction that's not always the direction others are going, You get that feeling that we're trying to walk on water, and what we discover is we're really treading water and trying to keep our head above. So I know a little about walking on water. My guess is some of you have experienced this too, when you've been called into some challenging places and the expectations have been so high, and all you're doing is the very best you can, and somehow you still seem to be sinking. I got a little bit of that feeling this week again as we all experienced the shooting down in Florida. That somehow we keep experiencing this chaos in our community and in our country, and we all get excited about needing to do something. We need to get out of the boat and get something done about this until we start to sink, or until we get far enough away that it no longer seems to have the same impact, right? And we get that sense that once again we have failed. Now, if we think a little bit about this story this morning, and Peter wants to get out of the boat, I think, because he wants Jesus to prove that Jesus is Jesus. He says, if you will command me, call me out of the boat, then I will come. So I think sometimes that happens in our church too. We wait for that call from Jesus to get out of the boat. And sometimes we don't hear it, and sometimes we're not ready, and sometimes I think we jump out before we think about what it's going to mean, what's going to be required, right? So Jesus says, if you command me, I'll get out of the boat. And Jesus says, well, come then. And for those very few moments, you can just see Peter's chest swelling up with pride. Here he is, walking on the water, following Jesus. And then he catches a glimpse of the waves, and he's sinking again, right? How many of you have had that experience? Where you think you're following Jesus, you're responding to the call, but when you get out there, it starts to get a bit more chaotic. The challenge is more than just keeping an eye on Jesus. The challenge is trying not to see the waves, the things that would take us down, right? The interesting part about this story for us is it's a story about the church, because the boat is, of course, an image for the church, right? So I think the first thing we're called to learn about this, as our drama told us, is you have to get out of the boat sometimes. Sometimes where Jesus is calling us to go is outside the church. Now, it doesn't mean we're wrong to be at the church or there isn't some value of being in the church. It's just that sometimes what Jesus is about is outside the church. And we should look for him there and not be fearful when he calls us to go out there. Right? So as I think about this challenge of gun violence in our community, I'm kind of wondering where Jesus is calling us to go in the midst of this chaos. Is it to go downtown today and protest with others, making it clear that, you know, reasonable gun laws are not about taking people's rights away, but about making our children safe, right? Is it about writing to our senators and congresspeople? Is it about speaking to our state legislators, making them know that this is not the way that we think we need to be moving, that Jesus is calling us and calling them in a new direction? Maybe it's giving up our own guns. Not exactly sure what Jesus is calling to do outside the boat, but one thing I'm sure about is that Jesus is calling us to step out into the chaos. As people of faith, as people who've been taught that there's a different way of being with each other that isn't about greed and isn't about violence and isn't about destruction, but is about life and peace and hope. Jesus is looking for some courageous disciples, and though I think Peter might have been, you know, challenging Jesus a bit. I think Peter also has the heart for doing something, not just talking about something, not just thinking about something, but really stepping out into the waves. I don't know, though. I don't know. We've had this conversation before about the violence in our country and about the trouble with guns and the challenges to people with mental health problems. We've talked about it all before, right? The question is, what can we do about it? And I think the call is that we need to talk about it and not let it get away from us this time around. Not to forget it, but to think about it, to maybe look at some of the programmings that people are doing to create peace in communities. Looking at ways that legislation can change that maybe would limit some of the guns that are out there. What I'm clear about is we have to step out of the boat. And when we step out of the boat, we need to know that there'll be some chaos and some craziness, and our tendency will want to get back into the boat as quickly as we can before we start sinking. But the good news in this text is not necessarily Peter being so brave as to step out of the boat, although I want you to be that person. But Jesus, who will help us up when we start to sink. Jesus, who will help us if we fail. Forgive us. Give us another chance to start again, to try anew. Jesus, who will help lift us when we feel like we're being overwhelmed. Even helping us back in the boat here to be encouraged, to be educated, to be empowered. I do think we're being called to step out of the boat. I do think we're being called to move into the chaotic waves that have churned themselves up again around this shooting in Florida. And I do believe that Jesus will help us with whatever efforts we are making towards peace, towards nonviolence. But we have to step out of the boat. And we have to keep our eyes on Jesus. And we have to reach out to Jesus when we fail. And then we have to do it all over again. So, it's good to be in the boat this morning, yes? But as we leave here today, we're stepping out into the chaos. And when we do that, I hope that we do that together. In conversation, in action, in a hope and a promise for peace. Amen?